The committee will come to order. We have a quorum present. Representative O'Neill, would you like to move the minutes?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll move the minutes. See, from May 20th.
Thank you. Are there any discussion on the minutes of May 20th? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. I move the supplemental calendar for the day, Sunday, May 22nd. Is there any discussion? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This looks to be a transportation bill. Is this going to be a Yugo or a Chevette going forward?
Representative Nelson, if the Real ID Conference Committee comes to an agreement and the revisor doesn't have time to process that report, we will do a delete all amendment on the floor and insert that language into the bill. So then the Senate could concur after we send it to them.
Thank you, Madam.
Representative Bernardi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a question, and I wasn't able to talk with Majority Leader Pepin's staff right before this. I just got brought this from a colleague of mine that represents Ramsey County as well. And I don't know, maybe Kelly can come down here and answer questions about this. I was trying to get up there quick, but I'm not sure. We may need you. I'm not sure. But she was told that if we had a rules committee today, that they would... I don't know exactly. I don't want to speak for what you guys said, but try to get this on the agenda or the calendar today. And it's a pretty simple bill. It's regarding actually to change the name of their personnel department to the Department of Human Resources, and then also to repeal mandatory retirement age at 70, which is what I can't read or writing. But anyway, those are a couple of the things that are on it. And was wondering if we could get that on the calendar today.
Just
thank you.
Thank you, Representative Bernardi. Just one. Yeah, right now, the motion on the table is to move the supplemental calendar. So is there any other discussion first on that? Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Senator, Chair. So the fact that we're putting this on the calendar for today, and it is today, does that mean that any amendment would be germane since it's not within the 24-hour rule?
Yeah, I'm going to turn this over.
Not germane, but allowed.
There is no pre-filing, but I would like to have Mr. McCormick say a few words.
Madam Chair, members. I think right now you have before you the supplemental calendar of the day. The proposal is to add another bill to the supplemental calendar of the day. So you should make a motion to add House file and then the House file to that calendar, and then we would vote on that motion, and then we would vote on the underlying motion of the proposed calendar for the day.
Okay. But the answer was yes, though, on amendments being in order.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so let's see if I get this right. I'd like to add House File 3019 to the supplemental calendar. Is that how I would say it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, members, yes.
And that Madam Chair,
that is a
do we have a motion on the floor now?
He told me to
do this. This is a motion to amend. And so you're moving to amend the proposed calendar for the day.
Okay.
It's a debatable motion, which then you would vote on.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yeah. Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's when we're in the minority, it's generally my role on the Rules Committee to ask why, and usually there's a good explanation for it. I guess I would have two questions. Why would we need to change state law to let them change the name of a department? And then just deadline. Why did it not meet the deadline?
Well, that would be a very good question. I wish I had those answers for you. I just got this from Representative, one of my colleagues. So I don't know if Kelly is here. She had made arrangements or something with Majority Leader Pepin.
Representative Sanders, you have some.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I guess just a couple questions. Since we don't have any of this information in front of us, who is the bill author?
Okay.
Is it controversial? Is it non-controversial? I mean, as we're winding down session here, obviously this is something we can do, and it, again, would be up to the Majority Leader and Speaker's office whether or not this bill actually did come up on the floor, but It seems kind of late in the ballgame to be adding a bill that I haven't even heard who the bill author is at this point.
Okay, so Madam Chair, it is Representative Lane is the person who is who just brought this to me like seconds before I left the Rules Committee.
Okay. Representative Swedenski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And to obviously, maybe I should, I don't think Representative Bernardi may know this, but what would be the status, obviously, Hennepin County? What is the status in the Senate? Why wouldn't that have gotten in the bill over there? That would be into something that would have been being moving forward.
Representative Bernardi.
Okay, so I don't know the kind of legwork that Representative Lane did on this. I do know that, I mean, the notes I have here is repeal mandatory retirement age at 70. It was not, it's not prohibited by federal law. It's, I apologize for just getting this dumped on me.
Representative Kresha.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just advise, Representative Bernardi, I think I understand what you're doing. Just so we have comfort, maybe we should handle what we have on the agenda.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of time before 8 o'clock. We can actually come back. It sounds like we have some third parties trying to make agreements, and rather than us speaking on behalf of him, her, and the other people, just out of respect to all the authors and all the intent, I'd hate to get it wrong.
And Representative Kresha, Representative Bernardi, it is the intention to recess. So I would move that we move forward just with the supplemental calendar of the day right now, and we can deal with this if, when we come back after recess.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair, and the indulgence of the committee. I'll try to get more information after. Thank you.
And Madam Chair.
Representative Kresha.
Did we formally make the motion? We don't have to lay this on the table. We didn't.
She could pull that motion.
That's what I'm just wondering. I don't know if we actually formally.
I would like to withdraw that motion until we get more information for hopefully reconvening and adding this to the calendar.
Thank you. Representative Bernardi withdraws that amendment. So, again, any more discussion on the supplemental calendar for the day? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Now I move to House File 3980. Representative Sander, if you present your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is the end of session revisers technical correction bill. Working on this again with Representative Nelson. Things are moving kind of fast and furious. Appreciate your support.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to testify on behalf of House File 3980? Okay. Members, is there anyone who has questions for Representative Sanders?
Well,
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair, more of a statement. Yeah, we're up to five, I believe, now that we've had mistakes that they found, and the last ones they left out a sentence when they did it. So it's been minor corrections, and it's something we do every year.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to ask quickly. So my understanding then is that there'd be an amendment brought, when this is on the floor, amendment brought that sort of collects all those errors and fixes them right as we leave. Is that how that works, Representative Sanders?
Representative Sanders.
Madam Chair, Representative Pinto, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other discussion?
Easy as
I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3980. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. I move that House File 3980 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Members, we are now in recess.
The call of the chair.
So the call of the chair.